This is Uplink and Inquiry, written by Fans Sit, read by Mistborn Hero. Fandom, expert judgment on markers to deter inadvertent human intrusion, Sandia loves. Rating general audiences. Featuring original characters, Femlash. Additional tags in space, archaeology, friendship. Summary. A professor aboard an inter-system college ship talks to a colleague who's been involved in a massive archaeological dig on the third planet. The intracom notice that they've entered comlink range sends Eidosi May Wither gliding across the room to her comm unit. The other end of the link rings softly while Eidosi pivots to make herself a cup of tea, and by the time she's put the bag in her mug, the downlink has been established, and no one's picked up the other end. The link interface asks her if she wants to leave a message, scolding her with a bland and factual notice that it is very early in the morning for the uplink net she's trying to contact. "It's Eidosi. We'll be in orbit in a few weeks," she says into the downlink. A set of placidly blinking dots assure her that her words are being recorded and will be transferred across the system when she's satisfied with it. "I'm sending you an invite to a link up to my class tomorrow. Later today for you, I think, if your schedule and the link quality permits. We are doing our pre-walk through your site, so..." Eidosi trails off. She hates leaving messages, and this one has her more flustered than most. If only they could have a direct conversation. She sighs, watches the uplink dots blink and grow to record her sigh, and then winces as she deletes several seconds of awkward silence from the message recording. "Don't worry about it if you can't make it," Eidosi adds to the end of her message. "I'll link up to you again when we're closer to schedule the class's actual visit at a time that actually works for you." "Downlink recording saved," the link interface tells her. "We detected the word invite and schedule. Do you mean to attach a calendar appointment, meeting notice, and or schedule questionnaire?" Clicking meeting notice takes Eidosi to a menu where she can select the next day's morning class and attach an invite to it to her downlink message. Clicking impatiently through the helpfully unhelpful warning menus about the potential problems of scheduling a real-time voice link with someone so far away. She knows it doesn't need to remind her every time. There should be a way to turn it off. After clearing the last menu, Eidosi finishes her tea and waits, staring blankly into space and thinking about her lesson for the next day, until the dots all blink at the same time and chime triumphant. "Downlink message and uplink invite successfully sent to Susie Frawell," it tells her. "Please close this interface to save energy." Eidosi has plans to revise, including letting the students know that they won't be meeting in the usual classroom tomorrow. One of the benefits of teaching at or being a student of a trans-system residential college is the chance to directly visit interesting locations in a manner less constrained than what one would experience at a planet-side college, via a synchronous link-based course, or even on board one of the space station universities. Eidosi's archaeology students benefit from being able to visit all kinds of archaeological sites and institutes, but she always makes her classes convene for instruction in the simulation chamber first, so that they can get their clumsy first impressions and endearingly off-base guesses out of the way before ever stepping foot planetside. It leaves more time for actual archaeological inquiry to take place during their short time in Atmo. Odyssey arrives early for her class's turn in the simulation chamber, exchanging morning pleasantries with the professor who had used the room before her, and then setting the parameters for the program she'll be running for her students. A site deep in the jungle of Planet 3, where Susie Browell has uncovered a large area covered in black granite and surrounded by earthen mounds. The data is out of date, of course, but it is recent enough for Eidos' purposes, and it will probably be more interesting for the students to see how much a site can change during the course of a dig.
A burial site,
suggests one of her students when Eidos finished the class's usual opening statements and brought the students into the simulation room, where the fractured slabs of granite spread out in all directions and the strange calls of the Planet 3 animals fill the air. The class has to walk all together in the same direction at roughly the same pace. The simulation room has limits, but Eidos is content to let the students decide where to go and what to look at. This isn't their first pre-visit simulation, so they are able to launch into analysis and debate smoothly without Eidos leading the discussion.
That'd be one hell of a gravestone,
says a second student.
Maybe a meeting place, like a large plaza? Are you kidding?
Asks the first.
With the climate in this region back then, they'd have died of heat exhaustion.
A third says,
and they preferred large-door indoor centers with at least rudimentary artificial climate control for large meetings. Even when they did meet outside in large numbers, they preferred grass lawns?
She says the words carefully, an unfamiliar phrase on an inexperienced tongue.
And this could never have supported growing anything.
Eidos' comm interface chimes with an incoming uplink, and Eidos shunts the input into a private channel before it can jump into network with the student's comm interfaces. Susie, she says, you're a little late, as always. There's a slight delay, and then Susie laughs.
I never get used to how damn long it takes to uplink,
she grumbles good-naturedly, like she's smiling while she talks. Or maybe that's wishful thinking. Eidos is smiling. It is good to hear Susie's voice again. It's been a long time since they were students together on a ship like this, able to talk face-to-face every day. If you have time, I'd like them to reach their own conclusions before interrupting, Eidos says.
It wasn't much advance notice, but I have time, yeah. Let them theorize.
So they listen in comfortable silence as students continue arguing, bouncing from one topic to the next. Is there a pattern to the cracks in the granite? Is there any significance to the use of other colors of granite elsewhere on the site? Are these messages even in the same language? Could it have been a religious site? Could it have been an unfinished construction, a ruined monument, an art installation?
Oh, an art installation,
she says to Eidos in their private channel.
That's a new one.
It's a new class, Eidos explains. The granite slab is, or was when it was constructed, perfectly square and nearly half the length of the trans-system ship, Eidos and her class are all abroad. Yet, it was clearly constructed without finesse or craftsmanship. It must have been a large public work, and absolutely functionless, and therefore, not the kind of art installation that governments of the time would have been likely to fund.
Ah, there might be some merit in the inquiry,
Susie says.
Let me talk to them. They're just debating the definition of art now.
Eidos connects Susie's uplink to her students' comms and provides a quick introduction, thinking it is a shame that Susie can't see their star-struck expressions in order to better bask in her well-earned fame. Her students had been absolutely floored to learn they would be visiting one of Swiss's Browell's Planet 3 digs, and Ada C is so looking forward to watching them trip over themselves and each other when they go down to the dig in person. For now, it is enough to listen to Swissy launch into greeting the students and then debunking their hasty assumptions in that charming way of hers that makes her students feel smart, even if they are being told they are wrong.
Saying it is an art installation has got me curious,
Swissy says eventually.
What do you think it would be trying to say if it were an art installation?
The student who had suggested it looks ecstatic at even the faint praise.
It just seems so...
The student fumbles.
So potentially uninhabitable, unwelcoming, but it's so big and the map in our display is showing it to be square, so it would have been done very deliberately.
Oh, Ada C, you always do attract the best and brightest.
Swissy says to her eagerly over their private link, and then to the student, says,
Yes, yes, very well reasoned. In truth, this site is so old that we had forgotten what it was even built for, so you've all been asking exactly the kinds of questions I asked myself when I arrived. I can't wait to see if you work out what it is once you're on site.
Have you worked it out? Ada C asks later, when the students have gone on to their next class and Ada C is free to wander this out-of-date copy of Swissy's dig. Swissy has been puzzling over this site for a long while, so long that Ada C hasn't even thought to ask when they had communicated to discuss the class visit.
Yes.
Swissy says, sounding so pleased at having solved her latest puzzle.
I don't think the students have a chance in hell of figuring it out, but I think you will once you see what I found.
Oh, Ada C says, pressing her hands to her cheeks to hide the pleased flush that Swissy can't even see. Don't flatter me like that. I'll get a big head, and you'll have to deflate it in front of my students when I don't live up to your expectations. Swissy laughs again, just as happy and kind as always.
Ada C, don't sell yourself short,
she says her admonishment, full of warmth feeling that Ada C can't name.
You're 3 times as clever as any of the people who built what I found. If you had built this, I wouldn't have been lost all these years, you'll see.
All these years later, and Swissy's confidence in her is still unshakable. It is the best feeling, as much as it makes Ada C nervous. When she hangs up, she'll have to refresh herself by looking up everything Swissy's already published about the site. It wouldn't do to disappoint her dear friend. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023, for Kitsune Heart. I hope you enjoyed. I know you said this was the acceptable crossover fandom, and I did kind of expect to end up with a crossover, but then I saw this one and I'm like, oh, it's Femlash, and you said, when in doubt, Femlash, and it's also Femlash Archaeologists in Space, which is awesome, and it's not very explicit, obviously, but I hope you enjoy.